Okay, the next melacha after the one of smoothing with the creams and all that is the melacha called mechatech. Mechatech is not tearing, but it's cutting. Cutting to size. In the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan, they used to cut the animal hides that they needed for the various things in the Mishkan. They used to cut it to size. So therefore, anytime you cut something, break something, that it should be for a specific measurement, is the melacha of mechatech. Now, in order to be biblically forbidden, this melacha mechatech, your number one, it has to be cut to an exact size. We'll learn examples of this soon. It has to be exact size that you cut, not stam, you know, whatever. Secondly, you're cutting it because you need, the reason why you're cutting it is because you need to use the object that you're cutting. The object you're cutting, you need to use on Shabbos. Third thing is, you have to normally do it with an instrument that you normally cut with. You know, that you do it with. In other words, if you normally do it with a scissors and you do it with your hand, it's not biblically forbidden. All these cases are anyway rabbinically forbidden. But it has to be something which is detached, not something attached. So we'll discuss each one of these to see the way the biblical melacha of mechatech versus the rabbinic aspect of mechatech. Now, for instance, what happens, he says, you want to cut something to measure a few inches. You want to measure something with it. So because you're cutting it to an exact size, the particular foot or inches or yard, whatever you're cutting it to, that is considered a purpose that you're actually cutting it to size. What happens if it's approximate? You know, you're not, I'm just cutting, I need a piece, cut a piece. So then it's not biblically forbidden, but it's still rabbinically forbidden. You know, like we learned, on Shabbos, you can't cut aluminum foil or plastic wrap, you know, to size. It's not the melacha of kriya, it's not the melacha of tearing. It's the melacha of cutting to size. So even though you're not exactly measuring the aluminum foil when you cut it, but and there's no letters, you're not tearing any letters, and you know, nevertheless, the fact that you're cutting it because you need that particular piece of aluminum foil in the more or less size, it's still rabbinically forbidden.
Yeah, if you cut it with a knife or something that is...
That's the way aluminum foil is cut. Now, usually, yeah, but that's a knife. The thing on the box, the serrated edge, that's a knife. No, it's still rabbinically forbidden. What?
So for the plastic wrap, for example, if you pull it so it stretches in weird ways, whatever it is, and you use that?
We'll get there. Again, let's... we'll get there when we get... Soon. Now, what happened if... okay, what happens... Again, this is a biblical thing. It's only when you're taking one thing and now you're separating them and cutting it. What happens if you're cutting something that two things, you're cutting A, I'll give you an example in a second. You're cutting A from B, but B is one shape and A is one shape, and you're just cutting A from B. For instance, give an example. Tearing off a button from a jacket. Okay? Your button's loose. You don't want to lose it in the street on Shabbos. So you pull it off. Now, you're actually cutting it. You're not tearing. It's not the melacha of tearing kriya that you actually rip a paper. But here you're cutting it. And even though it's the jacket is one shape and the button is another shape, so therefore it's only rabbinically forbidden. But it's still rabbinically forbidden because of mechatech, because you're still cutting two things from the things which are separate. Or for instance, they'll give another leaf. Another example, if you tear off, it's not connected to the ground. You have a branch, okay, separated from the ground, yeah? And you have a leaf on the branch, and you pull off the leaf from the branch. So you're cutting the leaf from the branch, you're not harvesting because it's not connected to the ground anymore. But nevertheless, you're cutting, because even though it's not one piece you're cutting into two, it's two distinct shapes, Nevertheless, it's still rabbinically forbidden, but biblically it's not forbidden. Now, the third thing is, you need to use it. Okay? Now, for instance, somebody chaps firewood. Okay? You need the fire. Yeah? So you chop wood, and you cut it into different shapes and sizes. But whatever shape you're doing, you need that shape for putting it into the furnace. But the guys are just sitting there ripping paper. Yeah? That he's not, he doesn't need the shape, he doesn't need the size, he doesn't need it. So that's still, it's still rabbinically forbidden. You can't cut anything on Shabbos.
Does it include eating items?
No. We're going to get to food. It doesn't apply at all to food. We're almost there. Yeah?
That last one you just mentioned, is that also Kriya?
It could be Kriya if it's one thing ripping in half. Or ripping it. Yeah. That could also be a Kriya, Malach of Kriya, yes. Okay. Now, obviously it has to be, in other words, like this. Something which is normally cut with a scissors, and you do it by hand, it's again not biblically forbidden because you're not cutting it the normal way it's cut. But if something is normally cut by hand, like toilet paper, we'll get into the whole thing with toilet paper, by the way. So you cut toilet paper, so you're doing it with your hand.
That's covered up rich,
and therefore?
That's why there are certain allowances that it's covered up rich.
Does that mean lechatchila you should go to your toilet paper? Okay, so that's what we're learning. Okay. Now, when it comes to food items, there's no din of mechatech. In other words, you're allowed to cut meat to a certain size. You're allowed to cut a piece of fish to a certain size or whatever. It doesn't apply to food items at all. The only problem with food items is if you cut it into a specific shape. That's the melacha of writing, of drawing or writing. But you can't cut fruit, or I'll give you another thing. We learned already in the past. If you're going to make a tuna salad, yeah, and you want to shape it like a fish, so it look like a fish, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. If you take a watermelon, you know many times they have you cut a watermelon in half and then they shape it look like a basket and then, you know, you put the fruit in there. Because you're cutting it, you're designing it that it should look like a basket, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos either. Even though it's food, and we learned there's no mechatech, there's no cutting by food to size, but nevertheless, that's drawing. You're making a picture. And therefore, that would be forbidden anyway. Again, all rabbinically forbidden, not biblically forbidden. Now, okay. Now, cutting toilet paper is a very interesting issue. Now, normally, okay, now, what happens? Okay, you have toilet paper. You have to talk about it. Halacha, you're going to need to know about it. You have toilet paper. Now, sometimes you can cut it on where it's perforated, and sometimes you can cut it where it's not perforated. Now, there are opinions in halacha that say that if you cut it where it's perforated, even though if you cut it where it's perforated, okay, it's not the biblical malach of tearing, of cutting. Why not? Because you don't really care what size it is. Remember, we said before, biblically, it's only forbidden when you cut it to a particular, you want that size. Okay? But when you're cutting toilet paper, you don't particularly care which size it is. So therefore, it's not biblically forbidden. Some people, but this is a very interesting machlekes in halacha, should you tear the, if somebody has to, now, going back to what you said. L'chatchila, people have to have cut toilet paper before Shabbos. Because you're not supposed to cut toilet paper on Shabbos. It's the melach of mechatech. Not biblically, it's still rabbinic. Now, obviously, because of human dignity, if somebody didn't cut toilet paper before Shabbos, and there's no tissues and there's nothing else and they need to use toilet paper, so then, because it's rabbinically forbidden only, so then a person is allowed to do it. But that's only if they're stuck without having to do it before Shabbos. Then you have in Poskim different opinions. Some people say you should tear it. Let's say you need to tear it. Some people say you shouldn't tear it where it's perforated. Why? Because when you tear it where it's perforated, then you're not ruining the toilet paper. When you tear it in the middle, then you're ruining it. So you're destroying. And because destroying is only anyway rabbinically forbidden, so then it's easier to do, you know, the tearing that you need to do, because, you know, it's only rabbinically because you're destroying it. But if you tear it on the perforation, then you're not actually destroying the toilet paper, so it's a little bit worse. Even though you can't do tearing toilet paper anyway. You should hear what they come up with ideas. Yeah, but you have to do it with a shinui. But again, people should not plan. You know, there's an expression my father always used to say. We don't plan to fail. We fail to plan. Right? We don't plan to fail, but we fail to plan. We don't plan. So before Shabbos, people have to make that there's everything ready that they need. The same thing, by the way, paper towel. You can't tear paper towel on Shabbos. Because again, it's rabbinically the melachim mechater. Not biblically, because you don't necessarily care if it's that exact size or not, whatever. But rabbinically, it's still forbidden. So if you want toilet paper towel on Shabbos, you need to prepare cut paper towel before Shabbos. And cut toilet paper also. But all those things, aluminum foil, you need a piece of aluminum foil. You can't cut aluminum foil on Shabbos. They have pre-cuts. But you have another issue. And this was an issue years ago. Rarely is it found today. You might find it in... I'll give you another example. You have a roll of garbage bags. Plastic garbage bags. Okay? You pull out a garbage bag. A lot of times, the companies have it that they're all connected with a perforation. Okay, no, there's certain garbage bags, you pull it out, it's just interconnected. It's not, there's no perforation, they're separate. That's not an issue, you can pull it out. But if somebody has a garbage bag, that each garbage bag is connected to the other garbage bag, and even though it's perforated, it's still mechatech rabbinically on Shabbos. And therefore you wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Some tissue boxes also not.
So I was going to say that. Years ago, that's why I started years ago, then I got to the garbage bags. Years ago, a lot of the tissues, when they had them interfolded, most of them, when I was growing up, by the way, most of them were perforated. You had to tear it. You actually tore it. Remember that? That generation. You had to actually tore it. The pile now, most of them are just interfolded. So again, interfolded, not connected, is not a problem. Nobody, I think people are completely unaware of it. You don't even think about it. But the fact is, if you have a garbage bag that's connected or a paper towel that's connected, toilet paper that's connected, all these things, you know.
The perforation is for hand to...
Huh?
The perforation is for hand. If somebody uses a scissor to cut it in on the perforation...
Doesn't matter. Because that's worse, because then you use a keli that's made to cut.
Not scissor.
What? A paper cut. What?
Wood.
It's still rabbinically forbidden. You're still cutting something to size. By the way, you said the same thing with dental floss. If somebody wants to use dental floss in Shabbos, yeah, you can't pull out the dental floss and tear it. Even though you're not tearing letters, you're not doing it. Bottom line is, when you tear dental floss, rabbinically you're doing mechatech. The reason why it's not biblical is because you don't... want it exactly this size. It could be big or small, you don't care. But it's still mechatech rabbinically. So people have to know. Now they have now these separate dental floss, you know, on the thing and the stick, whatever. Huh?
The brushes, right?
Yeah. What?
How about tea bag? Cutting a tea bag with a scissor.
Cutting a tea bag? Oh, you know what? A lot of tea bags are also connected. A lot of tea bags are connected with... The big problem on Shabbos, you can't separate them on Shabbos. Not because of Kriya, because of Mechatech. It's rabbinically forbidden. Now, the question is that called food? The question is a tea bag called food?
You use
A tea bag is not food. You don't eat the tea bag. You're making a food from it. So if somebody has perforated tea bags, and a lot of companies have that, by the way, they have to be careful before Shabbos to separate them. Yeah, but you're cutting it on the perforation, or you're cutting it so that all the tea comes out. Yeah, but then all the leaves come out. Huh? A tea pad packet? Oh, that you can do. Lamashal. Let's say you have a thing of sugar, a little package of sugar, yeah, like, or Splenda or Sweet and Low, you know, the little individual ones. Those you're allowed to cut on Shabbos because it totally is not important to you at all. Basically, he wants to pull out the contents.
What about the writings on there? So
it's no. The you know, the packets of tea bags. That you can cut. But I'm saying not. But what I'm saying is sometimes tea bags come in a box and the one is connected to the next. That you can't open, that you can't separate on Shabbos. Sugar, salt, coffee, those types of things. No intention of making it. He's not making a size or a shape. And you have to make sure you don't tear letters. That's another issue. Because a lot of times...
Rabbi, the string sometimes, the string and the paper that holds the bag is also sometimes connected to the... You can separate it. Can you do that?
No.
Because the string is kind of connected or...
If the string is connected to the cardboard-like...
The outer bag,
then you can't.
Loose, you have to separate them.
Yeah, but you can't do that because you're mechate, you're cutting
it. Put the string with the...
Put the thing at the, yeah, with all in it.
Put everything in.
Yeah. Okay. Machet shin sumay sumay mechame mechame kem shim la gal teda. Kana mechashim edatsu kibor chazak sovi gribel hamtem ishna madin arhavitzman.